Stämmer nicht dazu der Geist.
Nein, Nordhäuser.
Nein, ah, ist das. Okay, der nächste Song ist ein Cover. Helene, ihr kennt die, das ist so eine Fischerin. Die sollte heute echt jetzt im Leben spielen, hat das aber abgesagt und wir haben das natürlich übernommen, irgendwie wenigstens einen Song zu singen. Und bevor wir atemlos sind und nicht mehr können, machen wir das jetzt gleich am Anfang. Genau, geht los.
Yeah.
Falls ihr nicht gecheckt habt, um wen das gerade ging, das ist der Mr. Xavier Naidoo, der heißt nämlich echt cool.
Alte Rattensicht.
Jetzt kommt so ein bisschen eine kleine abgerissene Geschichte vom Anarchismus, aber auch nur so ein Müh davon.
Ein Müh. Ja, ein Büsch. Ist schon ein Abriss der guten alten Zeit, wo es echt noch viele Anarchisten gab. Ja, früher.
Ja, alles 30 tot waren.
Bye. Ja.
This song is dedicated to some people that are saying punk rock is just a fucking face, but it's not a fucking face, it's a fucking lifestyle.
Yeah.
Ja, der Nickel ist so ein Vogel, der gerne irgendwie im Brachland rumstochert, wie wir hier auch wohnen. ja, Brachvogel heißt der. Ja,
eigentlich handelt er von uns, was von uns geboren wäre, wenn wir nicht diese Band gegründet hätten.
Vögel.
Ja, genau.
Ja,
erzähl mir.
Ja, du bist ja schlecht, so ist das halt. Du bist ja am Arsch.
Ja, voll am Arsch.
Du bist ja am Arsch. Also, süß halt, ne? Also noch
Ich finde es voll.
Song kann ich eigentlich gar nicht so viel zu sagen.
Beim nächsten Song müssen wir uns auf den Boden setzen.
Ja, der hat so einen Arbeitstitel, der Song. Ich weiß heute nicht warum, aber der heißt Mörtel Crew.
Mörtel Crew.
Mörtel Crew, es wird nicht über Maurer und nein.
Dachdecker.
Der hat überhaupt gar keinen Text und das ist
so viel.
Viel Spaß. Ein Bier für die Bassistin, bitte. Da sein, die liegt mit Corona im Bett und da geht's echt scheiße. Das ist für sie.
Ja, Christine, wir lieben dich.
Ja. Thank you.
afterwards, it's like it's written. You can't remember, but somehow it seems to stay alive inside your mind and prey upon your leisure mind. In heaven, the open spot, the air is sticky and hot. First they take away our clothes, and then they lay us down to rose.
Ja, dat was Snakefinger live in 1982 in Uilenstede in Amstelveen. Een heel memorabel concert. Was this one of your first concerts in Holland?
Yeah, it was definitely one of our first concerts in Holland. Sounds by that tape like it was must have gone by very quickly.
You thought it was too fast, the tape?
Well, it's so very hard to tell now, you know, I don't even recall what we might have sounded like all that time ago, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we did do things very fast and my voice was that much higher.
Well, you were younger then.
I was younger, yes.
So this actually is a bootleg tape. Are there any bootleg LPs from Snakefinger that you know?
I can't think so. I can barely afford to put out a real LP, let alone a bootleg.
Well, I know there are a lot of bootlegs from the residents. Do you get to see them, Hardy?
I see some of them. I haven't cared for any of the ones I've seen. But you know, those things happen.
Yeah.
I always hope that they're going to be decently recorded.
Yeah. But I don't think the residents mind it that there are bootlegs?
I don't think they particularly care.
Yeah.
I don't think they think too much about it. I mean, people know that what bootlegs are, and they know that bootlegs are generally low quality and don't represent necessarily an artist at his best. But you know, I have heard bootlegs.
Yeah.
From some artists that are actually quite good. But
do people send bootlegs to the residents?
The ones that I have had to either trade for or buy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And most of them have come out of Europe. I know there's. I almost hate to mention it by name, but there's one, the Third Secret of Fatima or something, which pretends to be part three of the Mole Trilogy or something, that was from Milan, and it's just really horrible. It's really horrible. But I have a collection of residents' records, and unfortunately I have to collect the bootlegs whenever I do run into them as well. It's the consequences, I suppose.
Do you think it's easier to make a bootleg in Europe than in America? Because you mentioned you saw more bootlegs, European bootlegs, than American bootlegs.
Yeah, I've never seen an American one.
Oh.
All the ones I've seen are from Europe. I don't know why. I don't think it's any more difficult. Mm. Maybe there's more of a market in Europe for them.
Yeah. Okay, so the next things we are going to hear are from the residents again. Is there any clue you can give?
Yeah, this is a cover song. A cover of the Residents covering the Residents. It's a different arrangement. It's an experimental arrangement. They're working on a project that I can't really talk very much about, but it concerns Eskimo. And this is an arrangement on some of Eskimo. It's unfinished once again.
So this is an 87 or 86 rearrangement?
No, this is a new... This is an 87 arrangement, and yeah.
Okay, let's listen to it.